Welcome to the podcast of Broadway Baptist Church in Lexington, Kentucky, and the preaching of Pastor Daniel Othman, a biblical church centered on Christ.
Read this story. And that's what we're going to read this evening from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning from verse 3. And verse 3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. He comforts us in all our affliction so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any kind of affliction through the comfort we ourselves receive from God. For just as the sufferings of Christ overflow to us, so also through Christ our comfort overflows. If we are afflicted, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which produces in you patience, endurance of the same sufferings that we suffer. And our hope for you is firm, because we know that as you share in the sufferings, so you will also share in the comfort. We don't want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, of our affliction that took place in Asia. We were completely overwhelmed beyond our strength, so that we even despaired of life itself. Indeed, we felt that we had received the sentence of death, so that we will not trust in ourselves but in God who raises the dead. He has delivered us from such a terrible death, and he will deliver us. We have put our hope in him that he will deliver us again. While you join in helping us by your prayers, then many will give thanks to on our behalf for the gift that came to us through the prayers of many." You know, it is sometimes really comforting when you know that what you are going through is not only yourself. We know of the story of the prophet Elijah. When Elijah had run away from Saul for his threat to eliminate him, came to one point and he cried out to the Lord. He felt that he was the only one left. He thought he was the only one left, but the Lord, then the Lord opened up his eyes and he see that the Lord has hidden so many other people who were still very pure and standing very strong, who are not bowed to Baal, the prophet to Baal. Sometimes we feel that we are the only one that going through the problem we are facing. And it is very encouraging and comforting sometimes to feel that you are not alone. And that is why it is very important as a church that we work together as one. The body of Christ is one. When we intertune and interconnected with each other, then those burdens are being lifted away. That is what Paul is trying to inject to us this evening. In verse 3, Paul praises God and portrays him as the source of all blessings, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort. Paul brings out God as the source of all comfort. First of all, he says, God, the God we serve, he is a God of all mercy, the Father of mercies. He is the Father of mercy. There is nobody who can be as merciful as the God that we serve. We cannot, as a matter of fact, we cannot measure the level of God's mercies towards us. God is very, very merciful that he knows us more than we know ourselves. Sometimes you feel that what you are going through is painful. Sometimes we feel that it is maybe we are cursed or God has allowed it for a reason. Let us know that whenever we are going through a situation, God allowed that so that his name will be glorified. And that is why it is good as brothers and sisters, as Christians, that be consistent, be fervent in prayers, and be consistent as you stay focused in the Lord. Because trials and temptation don't last forever. Difficult times don't last forever. If you persist and stand strong, at the end, when we lift up our head, you will see that God actually carried you through for this situation for a reason. He led this to happen to you for a reason, which he will take the glory at the end, as we'll see, as Paul will reveal this for us here. And then Paul says that God is a God of all comfort. Now think of this. That means that God actually, he is a Father of all comfort, and he is able actually to accommodate any kind of difficulty that we are going through. He's a God of all comfort. No matter what a person may be going through, God is able to accommodate that because He is the Father of all comfort. He provides the remedy of all our distresses if we only focus onto Him. So when we go through pains, when we go through difficulties, when we go through trials, when we go through headache, sufferings, and all those kind of distresses as a Christian, please just know, as Paul is telling us, that God is a God of all comfort. He allowed this for a while. Don't give up. Don't beat yourself up. Don't kill yourself up. Because God knows, as you pray to Him, God knows He is allowing this situation in your life for a reason. For a reason. God wants His name. How can the world see God's glory if not through us and through what we go through every day? How can somebody see you and believe in your God if they don't really take time and see that you go through these difficulties, yet your head was lifted high to that God and you are very consistent in Him? That is how the world knows that your God is a living God, because you stay connected with Him in trouble, you stay connected with Him in difficulties, and you hold up to Him. Even though you might be going through discomforting times and discomforting situations, you still hold on to Him. And through it all, at the end, the world will look at you and they'll say, this person is really serving that God. There is something about your God. Because can you imagine you going through all this and they don't give up in that your God and they still trust Him? Then that God must be real. He is the Father of all comfort. Paul recalls what the prophet mentioned in Isaiah chapter 41. He said, in Isaiah 41 or 40 verse 1, he says that, comfort ye my people, said God. Be thou comforted. God is a God of all comfort. Even though we don't see Him, even though sometimes we may feel that God does not understand what we are going, but His word still resonates on us. My child, be thou comforted. I know what you are going through. I understand what you are going through. But be thou comforted. Just depend on me. Don't give up. Just wait on me. The time is coming when you shall be relieved from this distress. We need to stay focused on our God, even when things are not going right. Now in verse 4, Paul points out that God's comfort is contaminating. Because this is what he says in verse 4. Paul says that in verse 4, he says that he comforts us all, he comforts us in all our affliction. Now listen, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any kind of afflictions through the comfort we ourselves receive from God. And the question that I want to ask now, can you give something to somebody? Can you give to somebody what you don't have? You cannot give what you don't have. So therefore, when God allowed those distressing moments in our lives, is so that tomorrow you stand that position to be able to bring comfort to somebody who is going through a similar situation. And that is why, as Paul goes on, he mentioned how they suffered affliction. He suffered and went through all this so that today we and you here, we can stand and stand strong because of the price that was paid. So you can't give what you don't have. So how can you comfort somebody who is suffering if you have not gone through suffering yourself and be comforted? How can you say God answered prayers to somebody if you have never really cried to God and cried for something and God answered the prayer and you are telling somebody, hey, hang in there, don't give up. I had a similar situation like this. I cried unto the Lord and the Lord did answer me. How can that happen if you have not gone through that similar situation? Paul is opening his book here, as his life here, as a book for us to read. Now listen, he went through all this and he came out victorious by the grace of God. So we too, whatsoever we are going through as Christians, let us stand and put our focus on the Lord. Because through it all, God's name shall be glorified. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that we should lift the name of the Savior high so that He would do what? He would draw men unto Himself. And one of the ways to lift His name high is when we go through this discomforting moment. Because God is going to use that situation to bring others to Himself. If we don't back out. If we don't drop the tower as quick as possible. God's comfort is more than enough for Paul himself. And overflows in the comfort to others. So God's comfort was so much to Paul that it was not just for him. The comfort that God has poured on us, the same comfort, we use it to comfort other people. We use our life's experiences. We use our life testimonies to be able to bring comfort to the people who are really depressed, to the people who are really feeling bad, because you are talking out of experience. Like I said, you can't give what you don't have. So when these things come to us, let us not beat ourselves up. As a Christian, know that things don't just happen by coincidence in your life. Things don't just happen by mistake. God allows things to happen for a reason. Because God knows that, and he wants you to use that life experience someday to teach somebody else. You can't give what you don't have. We believers are to be a channel through which God's comfort is passed on to others. If we are that channel through which God's comfort will pass to other people, therefore, when the heat comes, let us trust God and look unto him to take us through the heat, so that tomorrow we'll stand the chance also to be that comfort, that person who brings comfort to a person who is going through another heat. When we read the life of Paul and all those great men of God that God actually used to preserve the word that we are enjoying today, it was not easy. They went through a lot. Christ, who is our model, he too went through a lot. So the benefit that we enjoy today, the privilege that we enjoy to come to have access into God's presence at any time, is because of the price that was paid. Somebody needed to pay the price, right? That is why today we can sit peacefully with all the freedom to study God's word, because somebody paid the price. That is why we are free today. The Bible says that if the Lord sets you free, you are free indeed. We are free indeed because he paid the price to set us free. He went through those painful moments. You know, sometimes God allows all sorts of afflictions to befall his children for his glory. He wants us to be a conduit of blessings to others. Because Paul is a follower of Christ, we also suffers affliction and persecution as Christ did, and so shares in the fellowship of his suffering. You know, I like the way Ephesians put it. It says that, I think Colossians say, when we get baptized, we share in that suffering of Christ. We go inside the water, deepen, and when we get the pull us back, or we resurrect with him, you know, we share in that suffering, you know. So it is important for us to reiterate the fact that God does not allow punishment to come for punishment's sake. God does not allow things to happen to us because he wants to discipline us. God does not allow those difficult moments, those painful moments, those moments that we feel that it is so distressful. He does not allow that as a punishment. He allows that, as a matter of fact, to strengthen us on the contrary. So that when we stand out, we know that, yes, the Lord did it. And that is a very good testimony that we can stand and bring it to other people. Now, in verse 6 and 7, Paul's affliction, like the rest of his life, is for their sake. So we see Paul in verse 6, he says that if we are afflicted, it is for your comfort and salvation. And that is the truth. Paul went through what he went through, not for himself. Paul went through because of the Christian and Corinth and because of us here today. So everything that he went through was not for himself. It's just like a parent will go and go under the rain and under the sun. You struggle all you labor for the sake of your family and for the sake of your children. That is a similar thing, the same thing. You don't do that for yourself. You labor because there are people that you're taking care of. There are people you labor because there are people that you know, for those who are family, you labor sometimes, you go extra mile because you're laboring because there are people that you take care of. So Paul actually did this not only for himself, but because he wanted to bring the good news, the gospel, to the Christian in Corinth, like any other place where he went and preached. And that is the benefit that we are also enjoying today. So Paul's affliction, like the rest of in his life, is for their sake. The close bond between Paul and the Corinthians meant that they suffered when he suffered. Paul has every confidence that when they hear of God's strengthening of him in his recent affliction, they will find it to their strengthening as well. And this is what I said, the importance of the body of Christ. How do you feel? Don't you feel like relieved? Not that we want that people should go through hardship. Don't you feel relieved that sometimes, in like being in a church like this one or in this group, that you try to share a burden with a fellow brother or sister, and they tell you, "Oh, I thought I was the only one going through this," and they shared to you the similar situation they are facing. Don't you feel relieved? Don't you also feel encouraged that a brother or sister could be praying for a particular son or particular person in the family to get saved, the same thing that you are doing? Don't you identify with people with fellow believers when you have identical issues or identical problems that believers go through? Don't we go through that? Don't you feel relief? So you are not alone. So when we find each other going through the same problem, then you are strengthened because you know that I am not alone. So because my brother in the Lord has this similar problem and I have it, then it even makes me stronger because, I'm not alone. So I also have to keep on praying. You know, we have a saying that the roof is just the roof that covers the whole things in the house. The roof covers a lot because if each roof of every house were to be removed, then every problem will be exposed. So therefore, that means that every house has a problem. But you know what? It's been covered by a roof. Even though we see people they dress and when they come out, you look at them shining and you think that their life, everything is going wrong. That is not right. Every house has problems. That is what he's saying. But because we know that every Christian is going through difficult moments, that makes us stronger so that we pray more because we are into it together. So in verse 8, 9, and 10, Paul brings comfort to the Corinthian Christians by telling them of his near-death experience, how he suffered affliction in Asia during his Ephesians ministry. In verse 8, Paul says, he says that, "We don't want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, of our affliction that took place in Asia. We were completely overwhelmed beyond our strength, so that we even despaired of life itself. Indeed, we felt that we had received the sentence of death so that we would not trust in ourselves but in God." So Paul actually was even making it very clear that his survival did not depend upon him. Even though he was going through a situation where he almost lost his life, Paul still depended on the Lord. And this is the hope that he brought in all this, what he was saying. He said, "God who raises the dead, he has delivered us from such a terrible death." And this is what Paul says, "and he will deliver us." So God delivered him. And Paul is still hoping that in his walk, in his continuous walk for the Lord, God will still deliver him. My belief is that any child of God, God will never allow you in a pit. That is my belief. That no matter what you are going through, God will not allow you in that pit. He let things happen. He let the storms happen. He let the pain happen for a moment. But there is a time that he was going to deliver you, if not for the coming of Christ. There is a time that we'll be delivered. There is a time that our sufferings will be taken away. There is a time that all our pains will be going away. There is a time that this mortal body will not have anything to do with God's glorious body that he's going to give to us. There is a time that is coming. I do believe that. So everything that we are going through here is just temporary. It's just short-lived. But the time is coming where God will come, where Christ will come, and he will take us up with him, where we will forget about our sorrows, forget about our pains, and forget about everything that we'll be going through. But one thing I want to caution us this evening, as Paul says, is that let us find comfort in the Lord. When you are going through difficulties, when you are going through pain, I beg, brothers and sisters, don't beat yourself up. Don't. Just look unto God. God, you have allowed this to happen. Lord, I still glorify your name in it. But I will not back down and I will not give up. Just stay focused and stay focused unto the Lord because the Lord knows why. You know, sometimes Christians, when the pressure is too much for us, sometimes you say, "But why me? Why not you?" We always ask, "But why me?" I don't think it's the right question to ask. God allow it for a reason. Because you are special. Because God knows that you are able to handle it. That is why people are unique and God sees and knows everybody. He knows that you are the one capable for this task. That is why he let that burden be on you. So that at the end, he will take his glory through you. So don't ask, "Why me?" You are able to that task. I don't want to simplify the difficulties that we go through. That's not what I'm trying to do. But I'm trying to say that if God allows things to happen to us, God knows that we are able to that task. that he will serve as a vessel for his glory. Paul stated that he has delivered us, God has delivered us from such, God delivered him from such a terrible death. And we have to put our hope in the Lord, trusting that God can still do it again. God will do it. I want to conclude this message this evening by bringing some scripture where we can gain comfort. Lots and lots of scriptural passages about comfort. But I just want to bring some few here. There were five of them. In Psalms chapter 23, verse 4, it says, even when you go through the darkness valley, I fear no danger, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Even when I go through the darkness valley, I fear no danger, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Do not fear, I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will hold on you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah chapter 51, verse 12. I am the one who comforts you. Who are you that you should fear humans who die, or a son of man who is given up like grass? Romans chapter 8, verse 38. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And lastly, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 says, keep your life free from the love of money. Be satisfied with what you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you or abandon you. I like King James that says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So brothers and sisters, I want to think that the Holy Spirit has spoken to you, has made some deposit in your life. There is no need to be discomforted because of the pain will be there. Don't get me wrong. We will go through that pain. Isaiah says, we'll go through the water, right? But we'll not be drowned. We'll go through the fire, but the fire will not consume us. Let us stay focused and put our eyes on the Lord and see how Christ's hand will reach out to us and he will take the glory. Amen. I want you to stand up this evening, brother, and let us pray.